Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 John 5:4.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. When life feels hard and our world seems uncertain, when everything around us appears to be spinning out of control, it's easy to feel powerless and defeated. But Scripture promises if we belong to Jesus, if we've entrusted our lives to Him, this is far from true. We are not victims to our circumstances. In Christ, we approach every situation and encounter from a place of victory because we are held close and led by the one who has overcome. John, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, wrote the letter from which today's verse comes sometime between 90 and 95 AD, which was a challenging and frightening time for God's children. Persecution attacked them from outside the church while deception bombarded them from within. False teachers known as Gnostics were gaining influence. They were creating division and stirring up confusion and fear in two critical areas, the nature of Christ and the assurance of salvation through faith. The Gnostics believed and taught that all matter, everything physical, was evil, and that the spiritual realm was all that mattered. Therefore, nothing done through the physical body, even the worst sins, mattered because to them, the spiritual realm was the only true reality. Gnostics also denied that Jesus, God's Son, had come in the flesh as a man, and claimed to have obtained a special higher knowledge of God, and that it was this special knowledge, their superior enlightenment and not faith in Christ, that brought salvation. As you can imagine, this heretical teaching left many of God's children feeling unsettled and insecure during a time when they desperately needed to stand firm on faith. If they didn't possess this elite knowledge, did that mean they weren't truly saved? Through his letter, John assured them of their faith and the doctrines upon which it stood, reiterating a promise Jesus had made to him some 60 years prior, spoken only hours before the darkest moment of John's life. This was on the night before Christ died. Knowing all that lay ahead, all his beloved disciples would experience and how defeated they could feel if not assured of truth, he said in John 16, verse 33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In other words, life will be tough, painful, and frightening, and there will be times when it appears as if evil is winning. But don't be deceived or distressed, because Christ has already won. The moment he breathed his last, the power of hell was broken, and he secured our victory for all time. He overcame, which means you and I, his beloved and redeemed children, overcome as well. In today's verse, in the original Greek, overcome is present tense, which alerts us to an ongoing battle. Scripture makes it clear you and I are constantly engaged in a vicious, relentless battle. The battle for good versus evil, for light versus darkness, for hope versus despair. But no matter how we feel or how things appear, we can stand firm, immovable on this. Our victory is sure and constant. I imagine John repeated Christ's words to himself often, speaking truth into his soul, lest he grow weary and afraid. And we need to do the same, because in this dark and broken world, you and I will experience trouble. Life will feel hard sometimes, but that will not be the end of our story. We can advance steadily towards the finish line, knowing our race has already been won. Not through our superior knowledge, not through some inner enlightenment that ultimately deceives, but through our faith in Jesus Christ, the one who was, who is, and who always will be the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Let's pray. Holy Father, you reign over all. You are the Lord of all creation. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. You are victorious and we belong to you. We have victory because of our connection with you. We have the victorious Holy Spirit living within us. We have the victorious Savior residing over us and leading us. We have the victorious Father who loves us and calls us his own. No matter what we face, no matter what we encounter, we know that we have already won because in you every battle has been won. We praise you and we love you and we yield to you. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your power made perfect in us. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.